Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Robbie Dawson singing Cry Out to Jesus, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time, you feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing to meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. For the marriage that's struggling just to hang on, they've lost all of their faith and love, and they've done all they can to make it right again. Still, it's not enough. For the ones who can't break the addictions and chains, you try to give up, but you come back again. Just remember that you're not alone in your shame and your suffering. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. When you're lonely and it feels like the whole world is falling on you, you just reach out, you just cry out. Wiping the tears from her eyes, with the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are.
naked before God, and we're putting the world and the flesh and the devil and ourselves before everything that is holy and righteous and sanctified by the power of God. Your sins and your sinful choices are robbing you and draining you today and even killing you spiritually and destroying your life. The only means of recovery, glory. The only cure, it's called repentance. Why are you so quiet? I'm telling you, God's making a call today, and He's drawing a line in the sand, and He, as the old saying goes, I spent 12 years on active duty military. I don't know how many times I heard, we're going to separate the men from the boys. The sheep from the goats. And let me tell you right now, God's drawn a line in the sand. And He's saying, I want to see who's real and who's not. I want to see who's really got the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost on them. I want to see who really has a heart for me, who really wants to serve me. Amen. Folks, let me tell you, a cry of repentance from your sin-scarred soul can take you from being backslidden back to coming back to God and restoring fellowship and restoring the blessings that God has. See, you can't change what you won't confront. And if you don't confront your sins and your shame and your things in life, let me tell you, God can't do anything about it until you confront it and come back to Him. You know, folks, I think about the people back in Joshua's days. We find the Israelites had taken possession of the promised land. God had blessed them mightily. The people were doing things their way, though, rather than doing God's way. And therefore, they were controlled by their possessions and not controlled by the power of God. Three tribes were rebelling against Joshua. These are the people of God. And in the midst of the rebellion, the people had built an altar. But unfortunately, the altar they had built was an altar of convenience. Let me tell you something emphatically. God is not a God of convenience. You don't show up at His house when you don't have nothing else to do. You need to start putting Him first. Forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. It's God who chooses the place, and it's God who chooses the time. Amen. God never told His people to build an altar that was easy for their convenience, the shortcut way, the easy way. It's never your way in your time. It's God's way and God's time. You can't obey God your way and live any way you want to. You've got to obey God His way and live His way. God's faithful to keep His word. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You will never wait in line. Let me tell you what. You'll spend time after time in waiting to get the latest edition. I don't know if you did one phone. The latest edition of the Samsung 7. I waited 2 hours to get that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you won't wait. Oh, you won't mind waiting in line to see the latest blockbuster movie from Hollywood. Oh, I've got to see it. Just wait 2 months. It's coming out on DVD, a Blu-ray. But, well, preacher, I've had a hard week and I'm so tired and everything else. But you know what? You stay up all night watching television, watching movies, watching those things that you went to Walmart and bought. Are those little red boxes outside of all these stores now? Or you're ordering it online, or you've got a clicker on your television set that you can pull down any movie and watch anything anytime you want to, and you stay up all night, but you know you're too tired to come back to God's house on Sunday night, and you don't have time to be in God's house on Wednesday night, and you just don't know, preacher. No, I don't know, because you know what? I serve a God today that says you don't serve me out of convenience, you serve me out of commitment. Amen. You complain about, well, I can't give to the Lord, I just don't have it. You know why you don't have it? Because you're throwing your money away on stuff that has absolutely no bearing on your soul. Man, who fired you up today? The Holy Ghost. I believe we need some preachers to start preaching it like it is. Let us not forget God invited you here. You're not here by mistake. You're here by an appointed time. that you today could come and experience Him and rejoice in Him. And today to know that He's one that will bear your every burden today. And He will shoulder your every need and your every care. And that He is your refuge and your strength. And He is your friend that will stick closer than a brother. God's faithful to keep His word. And God will work mightily in your life. Hear me, church. It's time to return to the altar of God. As I close this morning, God's grace is never endorsed by your disobedience or your rebellion. God will forgive you, but you've got to leave your sinful practices and the life that you're living behind. Man's ways are spelled with destruction. God's way is spelled with redemption. The only way that you can be accepted by God is to come through the precious blood of His Son, Jesus. When you're bathed in His blood, He says, Isaiah said, you'll be washed as white as snow. Amen. So I believe today it's time for a return, friend. I believe it's time for a return to the altars. We need to repair the altars. If the miracles of God are going to come to His church and to His people, you need to come back to the altar of His truth. You need to come back today to the altar of repentance. You need to come back today to the altar of revival. You need to come back today to the altar of righteousness and separated, sanctified living. Amen. You need to come back to the altar of biblical practices that are found in basics that are found in His Word. And you need to come back today to the altar of healing, because only God can heal you. And when we come back to the altar, our sins can be forgiven. Our lives can be restored, our souls can be saved, and our prayers can be answered. And the strongholds that have held us, thank God, the chains are loosed. And He will set you free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The yoke of bondage is loosed, the devil is defeated, and the Holy Ghost, power of God, is released. Come back! Come back to the altars of God! Come back to your first love. Come back to the basics of His Word. Come back to God today. Stand to your feet, please. Bow your heads for a moment. I don't know your need. He knows. There's an altar here for you today where you can come and you can meet God. But maybe today there's a need in your life that you've never received Him as your personal Savior. Preacher, if I took my last breath right now, you know what our life is? It's a vapor. It appears for a little while. It vanishes away. Suppose your vapor vanished today. Where would you go? If you don't know Christ, I pray you'll pray this prayer with me right now and invite Him into your heart. Dear God in heaven, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and my life. Save me in Jesus' name. I declare today, I give my heart to You, Lord. I receive You as You receive me. And now I can proclaim, I'm a child of the King. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago, you meant it. I will not embarrass you. I won't do nothing to hurt, humiliate you in any way. I'll keep you in my personal prayer life. I ask you to do just one simple thing. Would you slip your hand up right now so that I can remember you in my prayer life? Anyone today? Carlton, I ask Jesus into my life. I've had a heart change today. Christ has become my Savior. If you prayed that prayer, I pray God will touch you and use you mightily for His kingdom. Father, we come right now, it's altar call time. Pour out Your grace upon us. Move on our hearts right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.